Well, here I am again, 11:30 at night, and the cat decided to start meowing again, so I figured it was a good time to do another episode. Anyway, just crossed over into Nevada. I've been in California for an hour and a half to 2 hours, something like that, and we are headed to Reno. We're going to stay the night in Reno at my brother's house, and we have to get up early in the morning to go to the gym, so we're just going to sneak in, put the animals in the garage, and get some sleep. And then tomorrow morning, we're going to wake up, have breakfast with my brother, and get on the road again, head to Vegas. And Vegas is one of my favorite places. Marty always swore he will never live there, so that was not an option. But it's one of my favorite places, and he loves it too. It's just not where he wants to raise his children, and I get that. But he's never lived there. Like, I lived there for a year, and Vegas is so cool. Like, I love the weather, even when it's really hot. And I mean, there's a whole community outside of the Las Vegas Strip. You know, it's not all about gambling and clubs, strippers, and casinos. It's so much more. There's so much to do there, and I love that most people in Vegas are outsiders, which, you know, what I mean by that is they come from all over the place, so they're not very often you find a native Las Vegas person, and everybody seemed, like when I lived there, it was a long time ago, 18 years ago or something like that, 19 years ago, and so everyone was so friendly, and there was a lot to do. Anyway. So we're going to be there tomorrow evening, probably, and April 13th in the evening time, and we may or may not stay the night in Vegas. We'll decide that tomorrow, but I would like to keep moving. We'll just kind of see what time we get out of Reno, what our time frame is going to be in Vegas, and then the next day we will see. I was going to say, I think the next day we'll get to Amarillo, Texas, but we'll have to wait and see. We're just kind of easygoing, flowing with it. You know, you can't make plans because plans change on you when you try to make too detailed of plans. Today we left the house about 2 hours later than we wanted to, and then we had some really bad traffic because of an accident. And then we got to Klamath Falls, and we met up with a friend of mine who I've known on social media for like, I don't know, 6-7 years. It was awesome to meet her in person. And get to actually give her a hug and chat with her for a few minutes. And then we got right back on the road, got some dinner, and we basically, I would say about more than half the day we didn't have cell service. And we would do walkie-talkies to talk to each other and just enjoying the road, listening to podcasts, listening to some music. My mom and the kids barely made it to their second flight, so they left to fly to Atlanta today. Their flight was an hour late, so they got there, and they just barely got on their next flight to Destin, Florida, but they made it. She sent me some pictures, super excited about that, as far as, like, them on the plane. And then they got to Destin, Florida, and it was, like, 11:30 at night, and they tried to figure out Uber and Lyft, and it didn't work, and no taxis were available, and so they were starting to feel like they were going to be stuck in this little airport forever, overnight, or something, and they finally had someone that worked there, sent them to a courtesy phone, so, white courtesy phone, so they picked it up, someone came and helped them, got them to their place, chatted with the kids for a few minutes each, and they are in their resort room. It's not really, I guess it's a hotel, kind of, but it's like an apartment. It's called, I don't remember. Anyway, it's right on the beach. And I'm excited to see what it looks like from their room tomorrow. It may or may not have a view. I don't think they do, but they're on the bottom floor, so I'm sure they don't. There's a pool. There's a game room. There's a restaurant. There's a mini bar. There's an outside snack shack at the pool area. And they're right on the beach, so super excited to see where they are tomorrow, and hopefully they'll get some good rest tonight. I know they were all really tired. I'm looking forward to that as well. I'm listening to some really really cool spiritual podcasts and enjoying them. It's really good to be in the moment and listen to stuff like that and really soak it in and learn and grow and get better at what we are. You know, this human experience that we're having, we don't need to take it so seriously. Just enjoy every day. Find something to enjoy about your day, each day, and to be grateful for. Even in the midst of challenges and what seems like a negative thing. You know, we literally just kept kind of visualizing the whole way that all of this planning, all of this activity we've done for the last couple of months to get all this stuff in alignment, you know. We've just been visualizing it. And each step of the way, everything we need is always there and everything always works out for us. It's pretty awesome stuff. And we're actually, it was funny earlier, Marty was like, I cannot wait for like a couple weeks from now to just be in my own home, sit on my couch, watch a movie, sit outside, look at our backyard, and just relax and know that we're where we're going to be, you know. And I said, yeah, because if you think about it, for the last more than 2 years, we've kind of been on the go. We've been up in the air. We've been go, 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 and move places, switch houses, or all the traveling that we did, and we're just ready to just stay put. So, super excited about that. Oh, just so ready. And let's see, we are 10 minutes from Reno. That's so exciting. Can't wait to be there. Get some sleep. My kitten, my cats, and my chickens have been doing great. Chickens are like a breeze. People thought I was crazy for wanting to bring my chickens. Man, they have been easy peasy. So freaking easy. And barely making any noise. If I stop the car and we're sitting for a little bit, then they start making some noise, but nothing too bad. The cats, however, they'll go in and out. They'll just kind of like freak out for a while, cry, and then they'll chill, take a nap, give up. Pretty awesome. Anyway, I'm gonna check in with you all tomorrow. I don't know if anybody's like listening to these. That's all right. Oh, one place we went by earlier, it was really dark, and it was the area that we hit a deer a couple years ago. Miles was a baby. We drove to Reno, and it was an area outside of Susanville, California, and it was crazy. We hit a deer at like 60 miles an hour. The deer flew up in the air and went forward and landed back on the ground on the side of the road in front of us. Like, we saw the whole thing. It was insane. So I was going super, not super slow, but like 50. I could be going 65 because it was dusk. Time of day, you know, when you just know the deer or the potential to like pop out in front of your car. Huh. Luckily, nothing happened. We're all good. I was thinking, you know, I think we've done our deer quota. Hitting a deer once in your lifetime, that should be enough, right? Anyway, we will check in with you guys tomorrow. And I'll just have this forever to listen and remember this drive, this journey with the cats in my car for 5 days or whatever it's going to end up being. I think it'll be 5 days probably. I'd like it to be 4 days, but I think after today we're both kind of realizing it's exhausting what we've just been doing to get ready for this. And then it's exhausting to do, you know, 10 hours in the car each day. So we'll see how we go.